Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey there, Cleaning Nation. This is Lindsay, the Director of Operations at Grow My Cleaning Company. In this episode, I interviewed Jared Robinson, our Facebook traffic guru, if you will. He is amazing at helping us attract the perfect clients through Facebook, and he shares his latest insights and trends he is seeing on Facebook advertising. Jared and I took over while Mike was gone at our live event serving our members. So I hope you enjoy this interview and hope you can get some great, great info and ideas on how you can use Facebook advertising for your cleaning company. Let's take it to the interview.
In Facebook right now, and how we could take what's kind of popular in the ways of advertising and then move it into the cleaning industry and how cleaners can use that. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of talk about, if that's okay, I'm going to talk about two things that are kind of popular right now or what's working really well, and then I'll kind of bring in some examples about how cleaners can use them. So the first thing that's happening right now is that, or that's popular, is being able to run ads that go to a chat. So normally when we run ads, we try to take them to our website, or we try to take them to a landing page or an opt-in page, a squeeze page, something that we're collecting information from them right off the bat and then giving value. With chat, we're able to put an ad out. Someone will see an ad, connect with it, and then we use the call to action to go right into a messenger. So when they click the button, it legit just opens their messenger on Facebook, and there could be a sequence of messages in there. And so it can just kind of lay it all out for them and they can have a conversation right there. The second thing that's popular right now is to kind of do like cliffhanger teaching moments. So for example, you would have three things that would be, that would help. So for example, I no one can see me, but I have a beard. I have a red beard. If I'm scrolling through Facebook.
Jared has a red beard. I can vouch for that, guys. No, sorry, you cannot hear.
If I'm scrolling through Facebook and there's like this thing that says, hey, here's three ways that you can trim your beard without making your wife upset. So that is a pain in my life, that if I trim my beard, it is going to make my wife mad because I'm not good at cleaning up after myself. So if I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw something like that, it would be like a video, and they would say, hey, here's step one that you can do that. So when you trim your beard, it doesn't make a mess type thing. And I go, oh, that's super helpful. And then they say, hey, if you want the rest, go ahead and click the link. We'll take you over to our website where the rest is there. And then from there, usually what will happen is the third thing. So the first thing will be like a good tip. The second thing will be a great tip. And then the third thing will be like this product that could really help, you know, and then that's what they're selling, is that product. And so they say, hey, here's two things that can help. And then the third thing is this product that we're selling for $19.99. Go ahead and check out. So those are two really popular ways of marketing right now. So the question would be at this point, well, how can a cleaner who's trying to grow a cleaning company, how can they use these practices to grow their cleaning company? So luckily, I came prepared for this. I'm not just going right off the cuff here. I kind of thought of two different ways that this could work.
All right, guys, we are back. If you're listening to the recording, we had technical difficulties. So Jared, can you just kind of recap what you covered in terms of, I guess, what's happening in Facebook right now? You mentioned chat. We kind of like lost the first part. So do you mind recapping that just so I make sure everyone catches it?
Sure. Yeah. So there's two major shifts, we should say, happening in Facebook. Because what happens is people advertise and it's creative and it's new, and then people start to figure it out and they start to realize. And as soon as someone starts to realize, oh, this is an advertisement or whatever it may be, then the click-through rates are going to drop because people are just more aware of what's happening. Marketing is always changing, and part of that is what's kind of happening right now. So what's happening right now is the first part, which is chat, which is what you brought up, which is that you can run an ad directly to a chat. And so when they, instead of clicking and going to a website or an opt-in or anything like that, they just go directly into a messenger and it opens up and they can have a conversation right there. And the second one is teaching moments. And so they're able to, which means that like if I gave the example earlier, I don't know if the recording will have that or not.
Yeah.
With the beard, I have a beard. And so if if I was advertised like, hey, here's three ways that you can trim a beard without making a mess, that's interesting to me. And so what it would look like is in the video that I'm watching, it would give me step one, and then the call to action in the video would be, hey, click the link and you'll see two and three. So then it jumps over to the link. I then from the website will watch two and three. And usually number three would be them selling their product to me. So, you know, if they sell a bib that catches all the hair or whatever it may be,
nice.
Say, hey, number three to not make a mess is to use this bib. This is how it works. Go ahead and buy it below. It's $19.99 or whatever it may be. And so those are the kind of the two marketing principles that are being used right now. And then what I want to do is kind of swing that into how cleaners can use that. And so I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. Awesome.
Number one, is the chat. So if you're a residential cleaner, you can run an ad that has like a mom with a house that's destroyed, and you can talk about the pain that's in that ad. Okay. Is this you? Is this your life? Or you find yourself like this? No, no, no. Well, we solve that pain. We do it. And the call to action is just simply, instead of like, hey, go to my website and read all this stuff about how I'm going to be amazing for you. Instead, it's just, look, you got a pain. We can solve it quick. Click this button and it opens up the messenger. And then from there, you can put sequences in there to kind of qualify your leads. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, they would click. So your call to action is to say, click here and ask about our special. So they click in and then it pops up and you can say, hey, and then it'll fill in their name. Hey, Lindsay, this is Samantha from Samantha's Cleaning, who's a real cleaner in our program. I have a few questions for you before we get started. Is that okay? And it'll say like, yes and no. You can click yes. And then it'll say, are you in this, the Boston area? Yes. How many bedrooms does your home have? Four. How many bathrooms does it have? And they just click it. Three. And then it'll say, great. We're going to have someone who's going to log on real quick here and is going to talk to you and give you a bid for what you're doing. And then you come on as the cleaner and you're able to have a conversation with them and say, and talk more about their pain. Hey, I saw you that you have a 4-bedroom, 3-bedroom home. You probably saw my ad. Tell me more about your life. And they can kind of go into that. And then you can help solve that pain and close a deal right there. So that's a great way to use it as a residential cleaner.
I have a question. I'm like raising my hand. Okay. So just to make sure I understand this right, because I'm not savvy on this and I'm sure some cleaners aren't out there. So I want to make sure I understand. So it sounds like the first half of it is automated, right? It's a bot doing it, just to confirm. Right. Okay. And then once that bot gets to a certain qualifier, then it calls on an actual person. Am I understanding that right?
It would notify you, the person who's running the ad.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. So if someone's doing this at like 2 a.m., it's going to tell, it's like, it'll program it. So you get an alert or something like that when you sign into your account, I'm guessing. Correct. Cool. So that's awesome. So anyone, cause there's weirdos like me that look for stuff at 2 a.m. to make their lives better. And if someone needs a cleaner, they can give you all the info and then you just sign on later and set it up. But the human part of it sounds like you still have to make sure you're identifying the person's pain points, right?
Right. So in this scenario, that's where the sales would kick in. So gotcha. What you're getting is someone who's read an ad, has related with the pain, has come to you for a bid, has given you the information that you need to make a proper bid. That's all you need, Mike obviously was teaching this a ton in Denver. Once you have that information, then it's just about how do we close that deal. And so from there, you don't want to just say, hey, here's how much it costs, and then have them make a decision. You want to have them talk about the pain that they have. So you want to respond by saying, hey, I saw you saw my ad. Tell me about your home and blah, 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 and get that conversation going that they say, oh my gosh, do you work? Do both you and your husband work? And now you're getting, yeah, we do. And so you probably come home and this and this, yep. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Look, we can solve all that. I mean, you can have more time. We can do all this kind of stuff. Now here's my bid. And that's when that's going to be more powerful because they're paying to solve a problem, not to get their house cleaned. That's
exactly. Gotcha. Cool. Thanks for explaining. I just want to make sure I got that right. And if anyone listening had that same question, like, how does this work? But okay.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. And all that, none of that is a third party. It's all done. So Facebook has that all within their advertising platform. You don't need to go out and buy something that automates the sequences. It's all built in.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah. For commercial cleaner, you could offer a 50% disinfecting, or you can have an ad that says, hey, look, this is what we're doing. We're doing a free disinfecting type thing. Go ahead and click below to get set up, and they would click below, it would open up their thing, and then the same thing, it's going to automate, hey, what's your building, what's this, what's that, what's your square footage, blah, 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 and then you can come on, and then at that point, it's the exact same principle, where instead of just saying, great, we're going to do your disinfecting, you want to try to milk, what's your pain, why are you signing up, what's this, are your employees, you know, all that, and get that vibe, so that when you know, when you come in and do that free disinfecting, you don't want to do, you, no one stays in business giving away free disinfecting. You want to come in and be able to do that and know their pain and then offer them a solution to that pain for the long term. So those are two great ways to use it for both residential and commercial.
Nice.
Yeah, so the next one is that we kind of talked about is teaching. Am I ranting or is this okay?
No, I think this is super interesting because I don't know anything about this, and I'm going to take a good bet that Cleaning Nation knows nothing about. A lot of people don't know about this either, so I'm just listening because I think it's fascinating.
Okay. Cool. I just want to make sure that I'm not.
No, it's very cool.
Or time or something.
Okay. No, you're fine. Talk away.
Okay, so the number two thing we talked about were the teaching moments before I brought up my beard and that kind of video. So let's swing that over into cleaning for cleaners. So number one is for residential cleaner. Here's an example. They could teach organization skills. So what, because then what you're targeting is, I'm going to target working, you know, dual income, high, in good zip codes area, you know, both are working. Now you're going to teach, look, I'm going to teach you quick organization skills, or you can say five easy to cook recipes or something just that, you know, it's applicable to the audience that you want to clean for. And what you do is you go on Pinterest and find that. Ooh. You can find five things that are like that, and you just teach one of them. So you get on, you say, hey, real quick, I'm going to teach you 15 seconds how to organize your silverware, super easy, whatever it may be. And you teach that. And you show that. And their goal is, you want people to say, oh, that was really helpful. I wonder what the other four are, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you say, go ahead and click to my site, and I'll jump you over. And then you can do one of two things. You can either A, have a video that goes over the rest. Or B, you can say, I have a document that actually breaks down everything, and I'll email it to you. So just jump over, and I'll send you the rest type thing. If they jump over to get the document, you've got their email, and then from a thank you page, you can offer them your services. Or if it's a video, you just make sure that the last one is to say, hey, now that your house is all organized, now that you got things going, I'm Samantha from Samantha Cleaning, and we are more than happy to come in and help clean your home. Go ahead and check our calendar below, book a date, we can get this going for you. So now you're giving away that value, and then you're adding to the value by cleaning their home. And then from there, you can offer, you know, we're 50% off your first clean. And so now you're getting that urgency that's coming in and really help that go through.
Got it. Quick question on that though. I ask a lot of questions. I'm sorry. The other people probably have similar questions. So the sequence you just described, how, like, to me, when I hear that, to me, it sounds like it's super important to get the person's email, like, in your possession. Is that correct? Is that like a key component? So you rely less on Facebook?
Right. So the reason you'd want to get someone's email is that if you're going to have a lot of people who are interested and then leave, and if you don't collect emails, then you're just getting let's say you convert 2%. That means 98% of people who come to your website aren't following through. If you're able to collect 50 emails of the 98, now you've got 50 emails that you can convert later down the line. So it is something that it is important for sure, but from following into your funnel, because as soon as they start to smell, hey, you're not giving me anything unless I give you my email, then they leave. So the idea is, we do want to give them something before we say, hey, we actually have more, and now that we've given you something for free, are you interested in more? Here, give us your email, we'll give you more. That's
got it,
the give and take of that.
Cool. Okay, just wanted to clarify. I was just thinking.
Okay, and then the let's do a commercial for it now, and then I'll stop yabbing. All right, so for commercial, you could do three ways to keep your employees safe, or three things that you're doing that aren't keeping your employees safe. So, like, it's the same message, it's just rotated back and forth. And the idea is, you want to target business owners, you want to target the pain of, am I keeping my employees safe? And then you're going to teach one thing, and it doesn't need to be about you. It could be about how, you know, I think about when I go into businesses right now, it's all hand sanitizer and you're putting your hand on top of the thing. They could say, you know, it's safer if you have a foot pedal type thing. So you put a foot pedal, and then from there it'll make it so that you can You don't have to touch anything. This is a great way. If you want more, come over to here. We'll teach you more ways that you can quickly keep your employees more safe, or three things you're doing that aren't keeping your employees safe. And then of course, what you do is number three is you're gonna promote some service that you do that is really important. So like fogging, you can say, look, number three is if you're not getting fogging regularly, there's a problem. And this is how fogging works. This is why it's super important. And we're actually giving it away for free today. And so if you click below, you can get your free fogging. We'll come in, we'll do this for absolutely free. And now you've got that appointment. You know what their pain are, which is they want to keep their employees safe. And you're coming into that scenario knowing you want to keep your employees safe. You wanted this disinfecting. Now, how can I go long-term with you? And then, now you've got yourself an appointment.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so the main thing I'm hearing is either type of way you go about it, whether it's chat or whether it's this system that you just talked about, it's key to, number one, offer value, but to also pinpoint the person's pain and make sure you catch on to that. Like, that's the very human part of this that also needs to happen, I guess you could say.
So, right. Yeah. Ultimately, the mindset that we have is I will give you something that you want in return for information about you. That's what we want, right? We don't want to just have someone come in and us be blindfolded and then them take the candy out of the candy jar. And then we get done and we have nothing in our candy jar. And we say, what happened? The idea is, if you're going to come take candy in my candy jar, I want to have a small conversation with you. And let's talk. And then you talk. And then they take your candy. And then you say, okay, now I know this person. I know his pain. And now I can sell to him properly. And so we're connected. We shared candy with each other. We're friends now. Let's go from here.
Cool. Were there any other ideas? I didn't want to interrupt you.
Those are the two things. That's the way residential and commercial can do that.
Cool. Very interesting. I guess my last question is, say I am pretty new at this whole starting a cleaning company. What is like the first, if you were to break it down in a tiny bite-sized pieces that someone could take action on into this world of Facebook ads, what would be, I'm putting you on the spot, but what would be your advice just to chunk it down, one easy thing someone new to this world of Facebook ads could do today to get their feet wet?
Sure. So one of the biggest mistakes that I see take place is someone says, I'm going to give a whack at this Facebook thing. And they create their ad and they spend $5 and it doesn't give them a lead. And they say, Facebook doesn't work. It is the worst thing. I wasted $5 and I got no leads. And unfortunately, that's not the case, because we do get leads. We get leads for commercials. We get leads for residentials. And so the idea is, though, that you have to be creative with what you're doing, because you're right. It does not work like, hey, you want my Samantha's cleaning company? Click here to get a clean. No one's on Facebook looking for a cleaner. No one picks up their phone and says, I hope that a cleaner shows up in my Facebook feed today. Man, that would be great. So the idea is you have to talk to them of where they are in their life and what problem are you going to solve for them, because everyone's always thinking about the pain.
Exactly.
Pain that they have. Yeah. Going through something speaks to a pain that I have. You know, let's say I've got a sore foot and there's something in here that says, hey, this can help relieve that pain. That's a physical pain that we're talking about. But like, yes. Yeah. I'm interested. I'm willing to, I don't care what grandma's cookies are anymore. I don't care what my grandchildren are doing anymore. I want to solve this pain. This is important to me. And that's the route that we go from there. So just know it's not that if you're starting out and you spend $5 and you're not getting a lead, it's not because your people aren't on Facebook. That's not, it's just that you haven't found them right. And the way you find them is by connecting with their pain.
Awesome. That is great advice to start off at. I feel like anyone could just start right away today and just explore, think of ideas, get creative, and get to, especially in whatever your niche is. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Jared. I'm so sorry about the technical difficulties. I'm going to sign us off officially on this podcast. So just to recap, Jared and I are here today because Mike is traveling from the live event. Jared got back last night, so he was sweet enough to come on and give some advice, even when I totally screwed up the tech live part of this. so thanks for doing that, Jared. And let's troll Mike a little bit here. I'm trying to think how we can annoy him, because that's what I do.
Yeah, let me think. Okay, I'll tell you this.
This is
something I learned about Mike. So the first night we went out to dinner and he ordered a giant steak for himself.
Woo!
Which is great. Yeah, we're all out with the Millionaire Mastermind people. He orders a steak. Great. The second night, he orders steak fajitas at a Mexican restaurant. So you think like, so right there in my mind, I'm like, you just ate steak last night and you're having steak again tonight. Like, you're going to die. And then the third night, he ordered steak again. The guy ate steak three nights in a row. Like, yeah. So realistically, we might lose Mike in 2 years. He might fall right over.
No, don't say that. Maybe he's just on keto or something and eating.
Maybe that could be it. Yeah, actually it could be it.
Steak is great when you're on keto. That's funny.
Yeah, but the guy ate steak three nights in a row.
He's living. He lives to the max, it sounds like. All right, guys. Well, let's troll Mike one more time. If you're listening to this in the future, which, because we're not live, so what you're going to do is, for me and Jared, go to our Instagram, go to Grow, what is it, Instagram. It's, well, if you're on your phone, just look up Grow My Cleaning Company on Instagram, and then DM Mike, Jared sent me. Just say Jared sent me. Usually it's Lindsay, but I'm going to blame you this time, Jared. And that way, what Mike will do is he'll send you a free ebook. His first book is I'm a Freaking Genius, Why Is This Business So Hard? It's usually like $20 on Amazon. That'll make Mike send it for free. So yeah, if we could get like 20 people, like just to DM Mike and annoy him and say Jared sent me, that would be amazing. So do it for me and Jared. We just like to get back at Mike when we can for making us do. No, he didn't make us do anything. We enjoy doing this. So hope you guys got value from this. And we'll catch you soon.
See you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.